This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King.
Comcast's move might not be entirely altruistic. Brian Fung writes the company has been promoting Internet Essentials as part of a campaign to convince regulators to approve its $45 billion merger with Time Warner. Comcast says if approved, the merger would extend Internet Essentials to millions more low-income people. As more families move toward greater connectivity, lots of towns and cities are also exploring ways to bring broadband to residents and businesses. It's not cheap, so if you want to turn your town into a tech hub, having a wealthy resident can be a huge help. Aaron Mendelson reports from the Bay Area.
The suburb of San Leandro sits just east of Oakland. Underneath the city lies a loop of ultra-fast broadband. It's about 2,000 times faster than your connection at home, and it exists because of one guy.
My name's Pat Kennedy.
He runs the company OSIsoft. A few years ago, Kennedy was looking to expand, but he wanted the kind of infrastructure he saw in towns like Palo Alto. So he put down $3 million of his own money to make it happen.
The reason I did it is that I've actually been a 40-year resident of San Leandro, and it became clear that these industrial cities that really are not going to be on the first in the list, of course, for the broadband, the fiber, were really going to suffer as a result.
The thing is, San Leandro was already struggling. This used to be a manufacturing town, but those jobs dried up in the 70s and 80s, which begs the question.
How do we re-energize this industrial space to actually become alive again?
That's Deborah Acosta, the brand new chief innovation officer. Her job is to convince businesses that San Leandro is the place to be. It starts with the bright red streaks running through her hair.
So when they see my red hair, they're going, holy smokes, something's different here. I think I need to pay attention.
She says the investment, now at more than $13 million, wouldn't have happened if Pat Kennedy hadn't put down that initial money. Analyst Craig Settle says it's one way for cities to get broadband.
This idea of going to local businesses and say, can you contribute to the network, is one of the more viable options in my book.
It's helped get broadband off the ground in places far away from tech centers, like Emporia, Kansas, Fredericton, New Brunswick, and Keene, New York. Here in San Leandro, Pat Kennedy's investment has paid off with this. It's a 3D printer made by Type A Machines. The company's new to town. In the past couple years, broadband has created less than 100 jobs here. But Acosta and Kennedy think they're onto something. Next up, 500,000 square feet of office space with those ultra-fast connections. In San Leandro, I'm Aaron Mendelson for Marketplace.